Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio here from the studios of Subaru of Gwinnett. Steve and Julia, my co-host, is off today attending to a sick child, so we will soldier on without him. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, and we have three wonderful guests in the studio today. We're going to talk about three different companies. First up, we're going to be joined by Rebecca Hurd. She's with Harmonix Diagnostics. Then after Rebecca, we'll talk with John Andrews with LifeSouth Community Blood Centers, and then Antonio Little L with Legal Shield. So we will start with Rebecca. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Harmonix Diagnostics, tell us about your company and what you do.
We're a company that offers pharmacogenetic testing. We partner with local pharmacies to offer this testing to patients to help determine if the medications that they are on is actually doing the right thing for them and if their bodies are doing what the medications are supposed to do with their bodies.
So the medicine is personalized.
Absolutely.
Can we dig deeper into that? What is personalized medicine?
Personalized medicine is really quite simply just tailoring an individual's healthcare to their own unique genetic makeup. And where genetics comes into play, specifically with the pharmacogenetic testing, is that we look at how the human body processes the medicine that a patient is taking. Each person metabolizes medicine very differently. So you and I could be on the exact same medication for the same condition, and we could process that very differently and need a different dose, or maybe it would work for you and not work for me. And pharmacogenetic testing can help identify that for the patients that qualify for these tests.
Okay, so we get tested so we know how we're affected by different medications. Talk more about the test. What does the test entail?
The test itself is very simple and straightforward and pain-free, which is important. It's what's called a buccal swab, which is essentially two long Q-tips, and the patient would enter into the pharmacy, and once they are deemed to be appropriate for the test that we offer, they would swab the inside of the cheek of their mouth, and there's one Q-tip for each cheek, swab it for about 15 seconds, and hand it back to the pharmacist, and that's the test. The pharmacist collects that, sends it off to our lab, and the beauty of this test is once we receive it in our lab, the results are generated within 24 hours, so it's a very, very fast turnaround.
So, Rebecca, you're saying the pharmacist does the test, so we're doing this at a pharmacy, not in a doctor's office.
Correct.
Why is that? Typically, every time I've had anything like that done, it's always done in a doctor's office.
Well, and that's a good point. And I think the answer is twofold. If you think about physicians these days, they're in a bit of a tough spot. They're short on time. They have an ever-increasing patient load for each day, and their patients are their priority. And so to add another procedure onto their plate or that of their staff is really just not a reasonable thing to do. On the other hand, pharmacists are very specifically trained in pharmacodynamics, and this is their language. So by placing these tests and partnering with the pharmacies, they're able to have the patient do the test, talk to them a little bit about it, and then work hand in hand with the physician to get the genetic information to them. Because what the doctor needs in order to make the best informed decisions for their patient's healthcare is the results. So we can take that time that is involved in doing the test off of the hands of the physician, work directly with the pharmacy, and then bring that all back together.
Tell me a little bit about the company. How long has this been around?
This company's been around a long time. We actually started through a sister company called Transnetics, and that's a company that is serving the research community and has been around since 2004 through genotyping millions of different biopsies in the research world. About 4 years ago, Harmonix Diagnostics was born out of the natural evolution of what Transnetics was doing and bringing that into the human side. So we have been able to partner with pharmacies. We now offer four different tests. One is for a drug called Plavix, which is a cardiovascular drug, looking at whether a patient is metabolizing that drug appropriately. We have a test for simvastatin, which is also known as Zocor, a test for ADHD medications, and one test also for pain medications.
You said something there that might stand out for a lot of parents. Is that time of the year? Kids are getting back to school now. ADHD has been a thing for a lot of children. Any message you want to give to the parents of kids that are maybe fighting that?
You know, I think for any parent that has a child with ADHD, they understand not only the frustrations that come through the diagnostic process, but then the frustrations that are involved in the lengthy process of determining what the best course of medication is for their child. They're struggling with multiple visits back and forth with their physician, multiple drug changes, trying to find what the best medication is for their child. And in that process, they're seeing their child suffer through many different side effects. And particularly as we're heading back into the school year now, I know every parent wants to be able to set their child up for success. And a great way to do that is by looking at the harmonics test for ADHD through a very simple and importantly painless test. When you're talking about your child, we can identify what their child's, based on their own unique genetic information, what the best therapy options might be for them in terms of medication. Our results page comes back. It's very, very comprehensive. There's a multitude of medications that are used as options for treating ADHD. But the results page is simplified into three categories, a green, a yellow, and a red bin. And in the green, that's going to be your green light for go. These are the medications that, based on your child's unique genetic information, will give them the best opportunity to have minimal side effects, minimal risk of adverse event, which optimizes their results. The yellow bin would be save these for next, and the red would be certainly save these as a last option. And that helps to streamline the process, quicken it up, find a better medication for that child, and they can get this information and work with their physician to not only choose the best medication, but also be able to properly identify the right dose, because dosage adjustments are a difficult thing for the child to endure as well.
Right. This seems to make a lot of sense. We're talking with Rebecca Hurd. She is a pharmacy account specialist for Harmonics Diagnostics. Check one off there for me there. This seems like it's a no-brainer. Why would parents and people just not do this? It's painless. You talked about the process. Is there a cost involved? How does that work?
There is a cost involved. This is a test that's set up to be a cash pay test, and it's very simple. The pricing structure is like this. The test for statins is $49. The test for Plavix is $59. The ADHD test is $89, and the test for the pain medications is $99. And I think the important thing to point out is that these are all under $100. They are less than the cost of a nice dinner out. And when you're talking about your child and wanting to make sure that they're not having to go through unnecessary side effects, this is not an exorbitant expense for a family to take a look at, but it's one that has great benefit to the well-being of their child and for their treatment.
Knowing that you're doing the right thing, everything's going to be okay, you feel better about everything. Is this something that when a kid does it or an adult has it done, should they be retested over a certain amount of time?
Once it's done, it's done. This is your DNA. It's not going to change.
For your lifetime.
Your lifetime, yes.
Okay. Peace of mind was, by the way, the words I was trying to come up with. I'm lost without Steve and Julian here, my co-host. How and when can people get this done? What's the best way?
So the simplest way is to go to our website, harmonicsdiagnostics.com. We have a pharmacy locator tab on the website. They can click on that, plug in their zip code, and that will direct them to the closest pharmacy that's participating with the harmonics testing. One of the great benefits about this, and it comes back to why it's at the pharmacy, is a tremendous benefit for the patient. They can go in at their own time. They don't need an appointment. They can just walk in and speak to the pharmacy about the test to make sure that it is the right thing for them. So that is a really nice convenience factor as well.
Yeah, and it literally takes a couple minutes.
Just takes a couple of minutes. And here in Atlanta, we're very fortunate because we have multiple independent pharmacies that participate with Harmonics, as well as local Rite Aids. So there are a lot of options for patients.
Great, great. For folks that want to do a little more investigating and find out a little bit more about the testing and your company, any recommendations where they should go?
Absolutely. Best place to go is to our website, www.harmonicsdiagnostics.com. It's a great website that's chock full of all kinds of information.
And let's spell Harmonics for those that are spelling challenged like myself.
Absolutely. It's HARMONYX.
Diagnostics.com.
Yes.
All right. Rebecca, thank you so much. Very eye-opening, very interesting stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Rebecca Hurd from Harmonics Diagnostics here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Before we go on to our next guest, I want to tell you a little something about love. It's what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy our hassle-free experience, Subaru of Gwinnett. where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come on in and see the difference. Already a Subaruist? Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. As we continue our show here in the Subaru of Gwinnett studios, John Andrews, now our next guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio. He's with LifeSouth Community Blood Centers. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
I think from the name of the company, we know what you do, but just kind of give us a quick overview of LifeSouth Community Blood Centers.
LifeSouth Community Blood Centers is your nonprofit community blood center. The blood we go out and collect with our blood mobiles or our inside setup units supplies local hospitals. It's a lot of fun and it's a lot of challenging to get people to come out and donate blood, but we love what we do.
It's amazing when you look at some of the numbers I was looking at before the show. 30 donor centers, 40 blood mobiles, over 2,000 blood drives a month. How long has the company been in the business, and what got you into the Atlanta area?
The company started back in the 1974 at the request of the hospitals down in Gainesville, Florida. Started off as Civitan Regional Blood Center, and it grew to being a regional blood center. And over time, the hospitals in Atlanta in 1994 reached out to us about getting blood because the other blood provider was not able to handle the supply. So they asked us to start sending them some blood from their Florida office. And then it grew, and we ended up opening up an office in Atlanta. We now have three offices in Atlanta since 1995, in Gainesville on McKevitt Road, and the hub, our main office in Atlanta on Ashford Dunwoody, out by the mall. And then we also have an office in McDonough off of West Ridge Parkway.
All right, John, so you're out there and you're collecting the blood and doing your job. Who are you serving? Who are you helping?
Any of the local hospitals. We typically handle about 25 different hospitals throughout each week. We have Atlanta Medical Centers, one of the hospitals that brought us to the Atlanta market. We supply them, which is a level one trauma center. We even go down as far as down in Sylvan Grove Hospital, way down in like Jackson, Georgia. But also we handle Northeast Georgia Medical Center with a lot of their blood needs. Habersham, Gwinnett gets a lot of blood products from us as well.
All right, and I'm looking at the list, and it goes on and on. Very impressive. You got a lot of the major hospitals.
Well, we're very proud, especially over the last several months. We're doing more and more work for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, and it's nice to be able to reach out to adults and help them with their blood needs. But when you're able to help a child, like your previous guest was talking about, it's really heartwarming and wonderful. Collecting a unit of blood's not always an easy process to get people to come in the chair. There's always challenges, and some people might think the medications they're taking, or if they have another disease or something wrong with them, they can't donate. But please come visit us on the blood mobile or on our sites, and try to get them. You know, let us make that determination for you.
Yeah, and you just mentioned maybe a myth out there. If I'm on something already, I can't donate. Are there other myths out there that a lot of people come in and they think this is the way it is, and they're pleasantly surprised that they can donate?
We have some of the major myths we have that I hear most often is that I have high blood pressure, I can't donate, I'm a diabetic, I've gotten a tattoo. No, those are reasons that you actually still can donate. As long as you're feeling healthy and well, if you're 16, we need parental consent, 17 and older, and a picture ID. We will make that determination during your little mini interview physical, where we take your blood pressure, your temperature, your pulse, your hemoglobin, which is checking how much iron level you have in your body to qualify you to be a blood donor.
Here's the most important question I'm going to ask you the entire interview. And by the way, we're talking with John Andrews, LifeSouth Community Blood Centers. How can people donate?
People can donate by contacting us at our website, lifesouth.org, or you can call the 888 number, 795-2707. Or if you see one of our blood mobiles, please come out. We need about 750 donors per day to meet the hospital requirements for the hospitals that we need. So we do need your help. Blood is not always available when you think it is, when you see a trauma or something. We actually have to collect the blood about 24 to 36 hours ahead of time to make it available at that hospital. So it's very critical for us to get the blood collected today so it's used for you and I, the community, here in, you know, tomorrow or the next day. One of our items we usually talk about, one of our montages, is it takes a whole community to save a life. That's very, very true. And we like to connect our blood donors to our patients at the hospitals we serve.
I know in the past I've given blood plenty of times, and the thought of doing it is worse than the actual going through the process. People get queasy just thinking about it. Walk me through the process, though, because it's not much at all. And usually at the end you get cookies or something good like that, too.
Exactly. Well, everybody loves the Nutter Butters. So that's the number one cookie for any blood company in the nation. We come into our site or our blood mobile, and we do takes about 5 minutes to do your donor demographics, your address, your phone number, that information. And then we take you back and do an interview physical where we ask you a bunch of travel questions, overall health injury, if you've had any problems with your health, we need to find that out to rule out, to see if you still are eligible. And then we follow it up with the little mini physical with again, your blood pressure, your temperature, your hemoglobin level, and your pulse rate. That takes roughly 15 to 20 minutes. Then the actual process of donating blood takes roughly 4 to 8 minutes on average with the needle in your arm. So then we ask you to stay for about 10 minutes and drink some juice, some water, get your Nutter Butters or Goldfish or cookies, and then all of our donors get a recognition item. One of the things that LifeSouth has always done, and as long as I can remember, was prior to 1990 when Maya arrived, is everybody gets a free cholesterol screen. No, it's not a fasting one, which is what your physician would order, but it gives you a good average what's happening in your body today, because everybody's really concerned with that. So we do try to take care of our donors and give you the very best opportunity to have a successful blood donation. We do need all those units collected for you and I and the community.
All right, let's talk about some of the specific things going on in the community. Tell me about the Greater Atlanta Kids Marathon.
The Greater Atlanta Kids Marathon is sponsored by our foundation, the 5 Points of Life. And the 5 Points of Life is a donation education awareness program where we go into the classrooms and we teach students from kindergarten through 12th grade the 5 Points of Life. And that's blood, apheresis, or another way known as platelets, bone marrow, cord blood, organ, and tissue donation. And it's all state-approved guidelines for the state of Georgia. And then that leads into blood drives, because we try to get the parents involved to come out and donate to help save lives. And then the kids' marathon leads into that, where we get the kids to get off the couch and get a little bit more active than they normally do. We want them to run 25 miles incrementally during the school year. And then the kids will come out on race day, which this year we have two. It's going to be April 16th up at Laurel Park, and I'm still finalizing the location for the April 23rd here in the Gwinnett area. The kids will run the final leg of the marathon, 1.2 miles, for their free registration. They get a T-shirt up to about a month before the event. The sponsors the business sponsors that go on the back of the T-shirts, they pay for that. And then when the kid comes around the final 1.2 miles, they're all given a medal. Go to YouTube and see the video from a couple of years ago at Cool Ray Field. We averaged the last couple of years over 400 registrations. We had over almost 300 runners 2 years ago. This past April, we had storms that day, so we only ended up with 80 kids to show up. But it's a lot of fun. We bring out a lot of mascots, and the kids come and have a good time. They do their little mile, get their T-shirt and their medal, and everybody's a happy camper.
Let's be clear about something, too, John. There's always a shortage of blood. Sometimes you hear on the news there's a shortage of blood, but there's always a shortage. I mean, there's no reason not to give. You always are in need of blood.
That is true. And specifically if you've heard of O negative, A neg, B neg, or O pos, A pos. Any Rh neg blood, if you're an Rh neg donor, we always could use you very, very frequently. You can donate blood every 56 days, and we can only store that unit of blood for 42 days. So if you can imagine, we're already behind 2 weeks from when people can donate routinely. I always need people to come out and donate. We try to always utilize what's in the best interest of the community. We might ask you to do platelets, which platelets are only good for 5 days when you collect them. And it takes us 24 hours to do the normal testing, hepatitis, HIV, all the other, you know, Chagas disease, babesiosis that we have to test for. It's a lot of tests, as well as your blood type. So, you know, it's important for us to have a good, steady supply of blood coming in. Only 6% of the population's O negative, and they're considered the universal donor. So, you know, we have to have a good, steady supply of, if you're an Rh neg person, O neg, A neg, B neg, please come in and donate blood.
Absolutely. Let me ask my tongue-in-cheek question. You said you can donate pretty much every 2 months, 56 days or
every
something?
Every 56 days.
So let's say I come in every 2 or 3 months. There's no chance I'll ever run out of blood. That just it doesn't happen.
No, you do not run out of blood. Actually, within about 24 to 48 hours, your bone marrow is going to pump out enough new red cells that your body's not even going to miss it. So you're recovering pretty quickly. We do, after you donate, encourage you to eat something very healthy and a good, well-balanced meal. Take it easy for the first 24 hours. Don't go out and do your marathon again the next day. But some people actually have done that. But we just don't encourage that.
All right. For those that would like to find out more, maybe find out where some blood centers are located, where your mobiles are going to be, where they can give, talk about the website or wherever they can get more information.
You can always visit www.lifesouth.org or give us a call at 888-795-2707. The local Atlanta number is 404-329-1994. And if you're listening and part of the Gwinnett Business Expo, we'll actually have the blood mobile at the Gwinnett Business Expo on the inside. So I look forward to seeing somebody come out.
Always a great reason to give. You never know whose life you might save. Could be someone you know, right?
Exactly. Please come out and donate blood.
All right, John Andrews, LifeSouth Community Blood Centers. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
All right, real quick, before we go to our third guest, I want to let you know about SpeedPro Imaging in Marietta. They help businesses stand out by providing high-quality, large graphics. If you can imagine it, they can make it. As the industry leader for large-scale printing, they deliver impactful messages that share a message, attract attention, and reinforce your brand. To find out more, visit SpeedProMarietta.com. Joining us now here on Gwinnett Business Radio from Legal Shield, Antonio Little L. Good morning, Antonio.
Good morning. Good morning.
Legal Shield. Tell us all about Legal Shield. What does the company do?
Legal Shield basically brings the levels the playing field for individuals to get actual access to law firms on inexpensively. Typically, people look at legal and law issues kind of like, you know, they're very terrified of it. So we kind of remove the fear.
Because, you know, most people can't afford attorneys or legal representation if they're in trouble.
Exactly.
Here's a way where you kind of pool everybody together so it's more affordable.
Exactly. I like to refer to it like legal insurance. For $20 a month, a family could be covered totally, up to 8 children. So they get their wills, because surprisingly, people do not have wills. The simplest thing that, you know, people are going to die, but
wait a minute, back up. People are going. We're not going to live forever.
Exactly.
So we should get a will done.
We should, but
most people don't do it.
They do not do that because it's a fear thing. And plus, look at it, costs a lot of money. So again, that's one of the things that we remove the fear and we remove the issue of costs.
Why do people need Legal Shield as well? Because as far as the legal services, I mean, there's a lot of great benefits.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Exactly. People need legal coverage because everything's law. I mean, us coming in here is a legal contract. Things happen. People simply go into a restaurant. They get up and they may have someone spill coffee on them, you know. That is going to possibly involve some kind of legal repercussions, or a person going to your favorite dry cleaner. They may mix up your favorite shirt, and generally your favorite two things get mad or just leave and just be without your favorite shirt. But with Legal Shield, we give the individual, say, hey, You don't have to pay $250 an hour to get a lawyer to answer your question, for one thing. And two, you don't have to leave mad. Because I'll give you one example, a business that I have. I had a merchant dealer just cancel me, this out of the blue. And I'm like, what happened? They want to really give me a real legitimate answer why they did it. But I said, okay, well, can I get the money that I processed this yesterday? You could have it in about 180 days. And I'm like, what? You're like, yeah. And that's all she said. There was no customer warm or fuzzy, nothing like that. She said, like, just take it or leave it. Okay. All right. As soon as I hung with her, I called my law firm. They asked for explanation, copy of the agreement, which was online. They looked at it, and it happened to be one of the major big banks. They said, okay, don't worry about it, because I don't see anything in their agreement where they can hold your money for any amount of time. So we could shoot them a letter that didn't cost me any money. And this yesterday, we asked if this happened 2 weeks ago. Yesterday, I got a word from my attorney that, don't worry about it. You'll get your money back in full in about 7 days. So I sat and I said, like, how many people don't have that option? How many people that go through this every day with this being told what they're going to do and what the options are by a big bank or company or whatever, and they just take it? With Legal Shield, you don't have to take it.
No, with Legal Shield, you could say, well, wait a minute, let me check with my attorney. That right there is pretty powerful.
And it's cool.
And just saying that a lot of times will change the whole conversation. If you're pulled over by a police officer, for example, and they say, listen, I want to search your car, wait a minute, let me call my attorney first.
Exactly.
That can change everything. And full disclosure, I'm actually a member. We just met recently, so I'd already had Legal Shield for a couple years, but I have a little thing on my keychain, and I have a card in my wallet, so if I ever need someone, I can call 24 hours a day,
24 hours a day,
7 days a week, anytime.
Exactly.
And have legal representation if I need to talk to an attorney right then and there and get some legal advice.
Exactly, exactly. And that's another awesome, awesome service that we offer, because even if you have a relationship with the attorney already, they're not waiting by the phone for you, especially they're not waiting for you to call on a weekend or late at night. For children off the college, this is great, because another example of a member whose child was off to college, you know, he was in a car with a stranger, you know, just hanging out, the boys, and the car get pulled over, and there was a car, a gun in the car, unbeknownst to him. It was like five children all together, but he remembered that his mom told him, if you ever have an issue, take this card out and let the officer know that you have this service and you need to call your attorney. He did just that. And he was able to be released on his own recognizance. But the other four who didn't have the service had to stay from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in jail. So wow. I like, that's an awesome story.
And you mentioned earlier, I like how you phrased it. It's like legal insurance. And you touched upon it. It's not expensive at all.
No, no, no. But it's amazing. We're just so accustomed to having a situation that we're currently in as a business owner and as an individual. Because even as a small business owner, we cover either home-based business or businesses up to, say, 100 employees generally. That's our sweet spot. They see the fear of talking to an attorney. They see the cost. And they just cross their fingers and hope for the best in a lot of cases. Or when they have a relationship with the law firm, they don't use them as they should otherwise, because, again, it's the cost imperative.
Right.
And for a family and for a business owner, we remove that fear to be able to call the attorney up as many times as you want, unlimited calls, and ask them, how should I do it, should I do it, and what's the best way to do it? And you may not get the answer that you want, but you get the answer. You know, and I think that's important. And people just have to have that ability to ask that question. They will probably avoid a lot of issues.
And you touched upon, even if you make a lot of calls, if something comes up once a week or once a month or once a year, it doesn't matter if you call 20 times
exactly.
And use their services 20 times
exactly.
or once.
Exactly.
And we're talking, what, $20, $30 on the low end on up per month?
For a family, this for the legal service is $20. Now, we do have identity theft protection and restoration, which if they get it as a package, is about $40. But for a business owner, home-based business owner, it could be $40 on up to, if you have up to 99 employees, it could be up to 140. Which again, that allows that business owner to get as many questions as he need answered, get documents reviewed, contracts reviewed, as well as, again, today and here recently, you hear a lot of stories about businesses being sued frivolously. With our coverage, if a business ever named in a lawsuit, they will have representation with no additional costs.
Right. I know I've used the services in the past just to have maybe a contract looked at, a rental contract or whatever, and just you send them the pages and they take a look. And we're not talking about just some Joe in a corner office. I mean, these are very reputable legal companies that we're using.
Very much so. A plus. And again, this is nationwide. So if you're a company here in Georgia and you have business in California or in Canada even, we have law firms in every state, except for Alaska right now, and four provinces in Canada. So you have an issue in California. The laws are different in California and Georgia. So we got a lawyer, a law firm there that can handle your business. Or if you happen to be traveling, one of the benefits for a family individual is our motor vehicle coverage. If you have a traffic issue, anything like that, you're on vacation, you don't have to go back to Florida. You know, you can have that attorney there to handle that issue in Florida. And again, that covers your whole entire family. So if you got a college student that's off the college in California, you're in Georgia, if he has legal issue, he ain't got to worry about getting a call at 12 o'clock at night from Sheriff Joe. You know, he has a lawyer there to take his call.
To use the term that I could not think of earlier when I was talking to Rebecca, peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
Comes to my mind.
Peace of mind.
How long has Legal Shield been around? Tell us about the company.
Legal Shield has been around since 1969. It was started by a gentleman named Harlan Sonsteifer. Again, his whole idea was that everybody has medical insurance, but nobody at that point had legal insurance. And people are more likely to have a legal issue than a medical issue. But again, we don't draw the connection there that everything that we do involves law or some legal aspect. It doesn't matter when are you going to cross that line and be negatively affected by it.
Yeah. Antonio, before we let you go, your company is Arcad Associates.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that. That Legal Shield is just part of that.
Yes, sir. Arcad Associates is my company that I market Legal Shield through. And if anybody wants to check out my website, they can definitely do that at www.helpingpeopleinbusiness. It's and spelled out A-N-D, .biz. And you can call me at 404-889-6617.
And Legal Shield has its own website as well.
Yes, sir. And you can find it at LegalShield.com.
Great. Antonio, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Antonio Little L, representing Legal Shield here on Gwinnett Business Radio. I want to thank all of our guests for joining us today. Antonio Little L from Legal Shield, John Andrews, LifeSouth Community Blood Centers, and last but certainly not least, Rebecca Hurd, Harmonix Diagnostics. And great job by all. They were smoother than me today, Trey, but that's not unusual. Quick reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7, by visiting Gwinnett Business Radio. businessradiox.com. Also, remember, you can download any of our shows on iTunes. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X and like us on Facebook, also at Gwinnett Radio X. For Trey Odom, our producer, I'm Mike Salmond, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.